Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
But first to the courts, because Dara Lyons, the teenager who took part in what a judge termed a savage attack that left a 17-year-old girl blind in one eye, has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. Alana Quinn Idris was hit in the face with the saddle of an electric scooter by another member of the gang, fracturing her eye socket and leaving her permanently blind in her right eye. In a victim impact statement delivered at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court today, Ms. Quinn Idris said her life, as she knew it, came to an abrupt end on the night of the attack. For more on this, I'm joined by RTÉ's crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. Paul, Dara Lyons was jailed for 4.5 years for his part in this organised attack on Alana Quinn Idris. What can you tell us?
Well, Dara Lyons was one of four young men who violently attacked Alana Quinn Idris and a male friend of hers in an organised retaliatory attack on the night of Lyons' 18th birthday, the 30th of December 2021. Now, two of the gang had tracked Alana and her friend after a brief verbal row had occurred between her friend and one of the gang after they had all gotten off a bus earlier in Ballyfermot. Now, Lyons was subsequently called and he led the attack unarmed, first punching Alana in the head before jumping over her as she lay on the ground and attacking her friend while shouting, "Stab him, lads." The others were armed with a hurl, the saddle of an e-scooter and a knife. And when Miss Quinn Idris tried to pull them off her friend, one of the gang hit her with the saddle in the face. She fell, lost consciousness. She now has lost her vision permanently in one eye and is likely to need a prosthetic eye. She said in her victim impact statement, which was read before the court, that life as I knew it came to an abrupt end. I will never be the woman I was supposed to be. She died that night. We also heard in court that the person who hit her with the saddle and caused the most severe injuries has not been identified.
Ms. Quinn Idris was unhappy with the sentence. We can hear a little bit of what she said after the sentencing.
Obviously not very good. Like, being told today that what happened to me and the life that I've lost is only worth 4.5 years obviously isn't the best thing to hear. I have to be like this now for the rest of my life, and in 4.5 years time he'll be out and about, and just, I don't really feel like these consequences are really justified considering, you know, how I have to be now for the rest of my life.
They are the thoughts of the victim of the attack, Alana Quinn Idris, about the sentencing. What do the DPP recommend for sentencing, Paul, here?
Well, we heard in court today the maximum sentence that could have been imposed is life in prison, and that the Director of Public Prosecutions indicated that the sentence should be at the higher end for the assault and recommended a starting point or a headline sentence of between 10 and 14 years before mitigating factors were taken into account. Now, Judge Martin Nolan said that Lyons had involved himself in very serious criminal behaviour and he bears moral and criminal responsibility for what happened to both victims. Do I think he wanted her to sustain these very serious injuries? The judge said, I do not, but he was involved in what happened that night and culpable by common design for what occurred. Now, he, however, thought that the sentence starting point for the headline sentence should be 8 or 9 years, and that after mitigating factors, which included Lyons's plea of guilty, his cooperation, the fact that he had no previous convictions, and the fact that the judge said he was unlikely to reoffend, the judge felt that the appropriate sentence in this case was 4.5 years. And as we heard there, the victim was very unhappy with that sentence.
And I gather, Paul, two other young men have also been charged in connection with this attack.
Yeah, the case is still before the courts. Two other young men have been charged, and they're not due for trial until 2025.
Okay, Paul Reynolds, thank you very much indeed for that.